This is the local VK5 news segment. And now let's hear from the Adelaide Hills Amateur Radio Society.
Hello club members, fellow amateur operators and everyone. This is John, VK5RJ, with this week's AHARS news. The meeting Thursday night was well attended and it was great to welcome Linton, VK5LKJ, as a new member. Ken, VK5KGW, accompanied by his lovely XYL Michelle, gave a very good presentation on 3D printers. It was very informative, and he demonstrated that it's possible to get into 3D printing without having to part with an arm and a leg. For around $1,000, you can get a very good setup, and for those who may be interested, Ken is going to put together a list of the references and information that he uses so others can do further investigation for themselves. Paul, VK5PH, was very pleased with the way the training day went last Saturday. 7 new people passed their foundation licences, and 3 others did upgrade exams. The venue at the Erbray Agricultural High School is very good and ideally suited to this type of activity. Paul is planning to hold regular sessions, hopefully about every 2 months, so stay tuned if you're in any way interested. For the next Saturday technical session, I'll be demonstrating how to program a Quanzhong UVK58 radio, using the trusty laptop and the programming cable. I use the software that can be downloaded from the Quanzhong site, but others have used Chirp quite successfully. So if you want to learn how, or alternatively you would like to have your radio programmed with all the local repeater information, come along to the session on Saturday the 4th of May, May the 4th be with you, at 10 a.m. in the Hewitt Room at the Buck. See the website at www.ahars.au for a map of how to get there. Don't forget that we have the public buy and sell coming up on Saturday the 13th of July at the Marion RSL. Same place as last year, cost will be $10 a table for sellers, with 2 wristbands, and $5 entry for buyers. If you want to reserve a table, please drop an email to secretary@ahars.au and let Jeff, VK5JB, know. Catering will be available from Anthony the Chef in the kitchen. We're planning on having 3 door prizes this year. You'll have 3 chances at winning a Quanzhong UVK58 VHF-UHF handheld radio. A great prize. And like last year, we'll need a few trusty members to assist with setup on the Friday evening about 9 p.m. after the RSL diners are finished. And a few more for the early morning final setup early on Saturday. If you can help, please let Jeff or myself know, secretary@ahars.au or president@ahars.au. I have badges for the following people to be picked up. Rod, VK5ZKR. Trevor, VK5ATH, Christopher, VK5CL, Steve, VK5AG, Peter, VK5LPB, Spud, VK58ZWM, and Anne, VK5AHA. I'll give them to you next time I see you. The information for our regular weekly nets is the Monday night AHARS 2 meter net, 147.00 MHz on VK5RAD at 2000 hours. It's a general chat about what we've all been doing and everything that is of interest. It's open to all registered amateur operators, and we especially welcome new and recently licensed people to join in and become comfortable with being on air. Also, interstate and other visiting operators are welcome. You don't have to be an AHARS member to join in, so come up and make yourself known. The Boat Anchor Net, conducted by VK5LB, Dean, on 3.62 MHz every Tuesday evening at 19:30. One of the longest running nets on the airwaves anywhere. Come up and say hello if you have 80 metre capability. The ANZA DX Net, the Australian, New Zealand and Africa Net, runs every day on 14.183 MHz at 0515 UTC, with an early check-in at 0500 UTC. It's a list net, so you have to wait your turn to give reports, etc. Listen out for Shirley, VK5YL, and Paul, VK5PAS, on alternate Thursdays, but all are welcome any day. Last Thursday, Shirley said she had over 30 people log in for the net. Check out the information on the nets on our website at www.ahars.au and also have a look at the AHARS Facebook group page. As always, if you have anything of interest or any exciting news, please let me know so we can share things with all our members. Well, that's all for me. That's all for now from me, so keep working the airwaves and making contacts and stay away from COVID and other nasty bugs. Cheers and 73 from VK5RJ and AHARS for this week.
Now, news from the Northeast Radio Club.
Well, hello again, everyone. This is Les, VK5KLD, with another news bulletin from the Northeast Radio Club. Last Sunday, the Northeast Radio Club had its annual buy and sell, and good to see everybody there, and if you didn't get there, you should have been. It was an excellent day, met up with lots of people we hadn't seen for a while, and had a good chat, and people bought some items that they couldn't live without, and other people managed to sell off some of their pre-loved equipment. And I irradiated a lot of sausages, so all in all, we had a good time. So, yes, hope that we can do it again in the future. And just to remind you once again that the Northeast Radio Club now has a Facebook page, which is run by Graham, VK5GM, and he does a very good job with that. So if you want to catch up with a lot of information about what's happening with the Northeast Radio Club, just look up Northeast Radio Club on Facebook and follow it, and you'll find out all the details about the club. And of course, the really big event every week is the Coffee Club. Every Wednesday is at the Tea Tree Gully Library, and we get there and we've got reserved tables, sit down and have a coffee and some cake and a good chat about all sorts of things. And of course, the F Troop Net is on every Fridays at 5 p.m. on the Link Repeater Network. And once again, people can come along and have a chat for an hour and find out what everybody's been doing. That's the F Troop Net every Friday at 5 p.m. on the Link Repeater Network. And the next meeting of the Northeast Radio Club will be the Tech Night, which will be next Friday, the 26th of April. So come along to the Modbury West Community Hall at Capulet Crescent and see next Friday night's Tech Night. Well, that's all we've got for this week, so don't forget to stay negative. 73s and good DX from Les, VK5KLD.
And let's hear from the Southeast Radio Group.
Good morning. This is Cole, VK58CF, with the weekly update from the Southeast Radio Group. After quite a long break, we have now restored our remote station capability. This asset stopped when we sold our Kenwood TS2000 to make way for a new Yaesu FT991. And other, more important projects got in the way of setting up remote capability with the new radio. John, VK5DJ, and David, VK5DG, have now succeeded in restoring and testing this facility, and they hope to be able to show members how to use it and connect to it very shortly. By all accounts, it is working very well. Members will be able to access the radio just using their internet browser of choice. I believe that John is putting together a user manual which will be distributed to members once it reaches its final form, and he will probably give a bit of a talk on it at a future meeting. This will be a benefit to members who do not have the room for decent HF antennas. The club currently has dipoles for 80 and 40 metres on its 70-foot tower. We also have a Yagi for 20, 15 and 10 metres, but this is in need of some TLC and the rotator is not working at the present time. More projects. It never seems to end, does it? Work is slowly but surely progressing on refurbishing the outside broadcast hut, and we thank Nick VK5NJS, who so far has done the bulk of the work. Kate VK5FKLY and Diana VK5FDCS have had a considerable input into designing the interior layout in order to achieve the maximum possible efficiency for viewing the numerous monitor screens, and the layout for storage, etc., has been a collaborative effort with a number of members involved. Planning and organisation continues with our 2024 annual convention, which promises to be another ripper event. The convention itself will take place on Sunday the 9th of June, and the late afternoon will see some presentations by guest speakers, which, as usual, will be followed by prize giving for the Fox Hunt Championships, which will take place over the Saturday and the Sunday. This will all be followed by the famous Sunday night formal dinner. Have you booked to attend yet? Better get in quick if you wish to attend the dinner, as places are limited. For more details, go to serge.org.au, that's all lowercase, serge.org.au, and click on the Convention 2024 page header on the left-hand side. That's all I have for you this week, and so the members of the South East Radio Group would like to wish you all a great week. And of course, I say 7-3 from Serge.
And that's the VK5 News for this week. If you have something to add from your group, please send an MP3 file to newsline@northeastradioclub.org.au.